is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, locked in, listening all over North America. My people leaving work, my people going to work, my people getting ready for Thanksgiving, my people on the road. Shout outs to people sitting behind that jackass in traffic. Please drive safe. Either way, I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. OK, this is when the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Soon I'm going to be sitting behind some jackass in traffic. OK, this is going to be the last show for me for the week. OK, but let's enjoy it. Let's have a good time. We got a lot to get into. Well, I mean, Monday Night Football last night when we were live on the air, that was not a good time. That was a pretty pathetic trying to watch Brock Purdy and Bryce Young go out there and throw the football to the right guy. OK, we'll talk about that, because if you're Brock Purdy, people are looking at Mac Jones saying that guy's going to take your job. You don't want that. Speaking of a job, Justin Tucker, remember he tried out for the Saints? He didn't get a job. They didn't pick him. It stinks for him, right? Huh? How about this? Brandon Cooks, he got a new job. Yeah, he was dropped by the Saints. Now he's with the Buffalo Bills. We'll get into that in a second. Aaron Rodgers looks like he'll be back. Joe Burrow looks like he'll be back in 2 days for the Cincinnati Bengals as they take on the Ravens on Thanksgiving. Brian Kelly, he's mad they won't let him back. He's like, LSU is not allowing me to get another job. LSU looks real messy right now. They look ridiculous, okay? Hey, we got Ted Nguyen who's going to join us. Talk about the San Francisco 49ers. Can they really hang with the Rams? Okay, Ted Nguyen will be here with us from The Athletic. We got Lindsey Rhodes joining us to talk NFL, all the stats and numbers from Sumer Sports. Hey, we got the next reveal next hour of the college football playoff rankings. That's going down. We found out a couple of guys who are now semifinalists to go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Had a couple of MLB trades over the past several days. We had another one, Sonny Gray, moving on. And then, of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's real simple. You got internet service? You got internet access? Do you use it safely? Good. You can find me on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's on Instagram and X, and I'm on all of the damn places, all right? If you use it somewhere on the internet, there's a good chance that I'm there. Just minding my business at JR Sport Brief. If you want to call up, maybe you're sick of them people in the car with you, maybe you don't want to go home, you need an excuse to be on the phone, you can call me up, 888-710-4ISN. That number again is 888-710-4ISN. Thank you for listening on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM, channel 375. If you got that free holiday preview, good for you. And then if you got a smart speaker, be smart. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. I am in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our producer. He's in New York City. His name is Ryan Botcher. I said some congratulations already. Congratulations, Brandon Cooks. This man is now on a contending team. Brandon Cooks, who just got cut and dropped by the Saints. The Saints looked at this man and said, he's done. He's cooked. Well, pardon the pun. They said he's finished. And so the Saints said, we don't want him. And the Buffalo Bills said, let's bring him in. I mean, the Buffalo Bills are looking for any semblance. I don't want to call this a desperation move. But when you think about the weapons that the Bills have had at wide receiver over the past several years, the best option they had with Stephon Diggs, and he was just a complete pain in the ass. I mean, this is where we went. You think about Keon Coleman, he can't even show up to work on time. It was all fun and games when he was joking about buying suits and coats and Macy's, and now he can't show up to work. And Khalil Shakir, he's okay. Josh Palmer, they're okay. But every game, Josh Allen is expected to be the guy. And, of course, you're the starting quarterback. People expect you to be the guy. But there's too many times that Josh Allen has to wake up and just be Superman. You know, every now and then you just want to sit at home and be Clark Kent. You know, put your feet up, hang out with Lois Lane, take her on a date, and I don't know, watch a movie, Netflix and chill. You don't be outside whooping Lex Luthor's ass all the time. Nobody wants that. And so good luck with Brandon Cooks. Do I think it's going to make a massive difference? No. I think I don't want to call Brandon Cooks washed up. I mean, this year for the Saints, only 19 receptions for 165 yards. We know he's at the end, but maybe going into the Buffalo Bills, going from basically worst to almost first, one of the best, the 7-4 Buffalo Bills. We know they're still Super Bowl contenders, I'd say. Maybe that'll put a battery in his back. So you got a little bit of NFL news here. I don't know. Maybe you can just make some money off of Brandon Cooks now if you're a degenerate gambler. But even outside of that, let me talk to you about what took place last night. Because if you were gambling on that game, I hope you didn't have no money on Brock Purdy. The 49ers went out there and beat the Carolina Panthers. I had to sit right here in the studio and watch it unfold in front of me. Every time I looked up at the TV, like, there's a Brock Purdy interception. There's a Brock Purdy interception. There's another Brock Purdy interception. He's throwing interceptions in the end zone. He's missing out on points. He's giving a ball back to the Panthers. The Panthers couldn't do anything with the damn ball. I mean, outside of Purdy throwing that first and well, the first touchdown to Juwan Jennings, he's just throwing that rock to the wrong team. You don't want to throw the ball to the other team in the other colored uniform. You want to throw the ball to your teammates. And he was missing. And so we know Brock Purdy was coming back from the toe injury. We know that his mechanics might be off. I don't know. Maybe he's rusty. Brock Purdy says, listen, man, shut up about my foot. My foot is fine. I just sucked last night. Listen to this.
Toe's fine. Feels good out there. It's really just seeing the play develop in anticipation and letting it rip at the end of the day. So I had nothing to do with my toe.
No, had nothing to do with his toe. Well, Brock Purdy, what happened on the three interceptions? Like, how did it happen if it wasn't your foot?
I mean, honestly, like, the decisions of going to those spots, I was fine with. It's just the execution of throwing a better ball. Feel like on really all of them, I needed to just drive the ball a little bit more, and I kept it up in the air too long on multiple of them. But that's, again, that's on me, man. I thought our receivers did a great job of getting separation and winning, and so it's just execution-wise, I got to throw the ball more on a line and put it there.
Yeah, leaving the balls in the air too long is not a good thing for an NFL quarterback. Bad idea. Let's listen to his head coach. Kyle Shanahan was also asked, not about the balls in the air, but about his foot. What's wrong with his foot? Kyle Shanahan says, I don't know.
No, there's no narrative to a late throw. You're just a little late, and when you do, which people are late a lot, you just can't throw behind him when you are. You got to put it in front of him, and he had a little behind him on all three, and all three of those corners made him pay.
This is with, and keep in mind, this is the team that won the game last night. The San Francisco 49ers won the game. They have a record of 8-4. They are likely going to the postseason. They got their starting quarterback back. But keep in mind, yeah, he did have a toe injury. That's why there's so many damn questions about his foot. There's also questions because Mac Jones held things down as the starter when Brock Purdy was gone. Mac Jones, in the 8 games that Purdy was standing on the sidelines, helped take them to a 5-3 record with a depleted offensive roster. I mean, you got to think about Mac Jones. He was running around with that gigantic brace on his leg. He was getting smacked to high hell, and they were still out there winning. And so naturally, there have been questions about, okay, do we need to put Mac Jones in the game and tell Brock Purdy to sit out? Kyle Shanahan was asked about that. Hey, Kyle, after Brock Purdy threw all them damn interceptions, did you look at maybe switching the quarterback? Did you think about it?
When Brock threw the third pick, did you at all consider going to Mac considering how well he'd been playing?
No.
Okay, no, simple as that. All right. Well, we will we'll see what happens next. Brock Purdy, he ain't worried about it. He's like, listen, it's like anybody. You could wake up and have a bad day. You go wake up and have a bad game, bad day at work, bad day at school, bad day in your own damn house. Those are the worst. Brock Purdy's like, listen, man, I'm going to be okay. I just had a bad day.
That's football, man. It's four quarters for a reason. Obviously, I don't want to have that kind of performance, but I'm an NFL quarterback, and you know, you have games like this, and it's all about how you prepare and get better and move on to the next. I feel like the greats and the good quarterbacks, man, they don't dwell on the past. They're able to, you know, go through some bumpy, you know, trials and stuff, and then and learn from it and keep going. So that's the challenge ahead of me, and you know, I'm excited for it.
That's the game of life, right? Not every day is going to be smooth sailing. Some days are going to suck. But nobody gets up and says, you know what I hope? I hope today stinks. Nobody wants that. Just try to do your best at every part of the day to kind of move things forward. And Brock Purdy is going to be moving forward. He is going to be the quarterback here for the San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers are paying this guy more than $50 million a season. Mac Jones is expendable. Okay, they got this dude on the contract this year. He can get traded next year if they want to get rid of him or move him. He's the loose change. Brock Purdy ain't going nowhere, so people might as well get used to it. But here's the unfortunate part. When you throw out the future of Brock Purdy, forget about that for a second. Who's trading for a guy? $53 million attached to his name per season. Okay, only a dumbass team like the Falcons would be out here paying two quarterbacks and can't use either one of them. Okay, leave that to the Falcons. If you got to think about this season, the San Francisco 49ers, they're not good enough. God bless them. They are 8-4, but don't let the number and the record deceive you. And I understand what everybody says. Bill Parcells, years ago, almost 30 years ago, oh, you are what your record says you are. You damn right. The 49ers are 8-4. They ain't no Super Bowl contending 8-4. Too many injuries. I mean, we still got to talk about the starting quarterback and his toe. Man, every single game, the 49ers, where they come on the television or the phone, I guess. I don't know. However the hell you consume NFL football. I guess I don't know if I could say TV anymore. People watching on all type of screens. But I see Fred Warner sitting up in a suite with his leg elevated, okay? I see Bosa sitting up in another suite. I guess these guys want their space. They don't like each other. I can't blame them. Maybe I'm making stuff up. But Nick Bosa's sitting up in there. They had to cut this guy's knee open again, another ACL. And so when you're missing two of your biggest defensive pieces, when you got another offensive piece in Brandon Ayuk, who God only knows where he's going to be. He's been trying to get out of San Francisco for more than a year now. They don't got enough juice. They don't have enough juice offensively. I mean, you take away Christian McCaffrey, who the hell else is scaring you? You just Kittle by himself? Maybe a couple years ago, but not right now. There's no Debo. There's no Ayuk. It's on the offense. I mean, they got no defense. Or their biggest players on defense are hurt. The 49ers are nice. Every year they hang in there. They get close, but not close enough. This year is going to be no different. Have you seen the bombs that Matthew Stafford has been throwing to Devontae Adams? He leads the NFL with 12 touchdown receptions. Matthew Stafford is out here. This dude got 30 touchdowns to 2 interceptions? He's going to win MVP. 49ers can't hang with them. Maybe they can get lucky against the Seahawks. But the 49ers, if you got any hope in them this year, that ain't nothing but fool's gold. That's it. Nothing else going on here. Congratulations to the 49ers. They won last night. Don't expect anything else after that. Waste of time. Oh, yeah, by the way, congratulations to Carolina. At least they're good. They made it back to Monday Night Football. But they ain't good enough. I mean, they're 6-6. Whoop-de-freaking-do. Okay, I mean, Bryce Young is going to be able to stick around. He'll get a contract extension. And he ain't getting no big money. He threw 2 interceptions himself. What the heck was his game last? 5 interceptions between his 2 starting quarterbacks. I thought Monday Night Football was supposed to be a showcase of the good teams. Last night was garbage. Okay, I mean, more interesting thing we got is when Juwan Jennings tried to fight that no-name guy for punching him in the crotch. And I tell you one thing Kyle Shanahan appreciated. It wasn't the fact that, Brock Purdy was throwing interceptions. He was happy Juwan Jennings didn't try to punch him back in the crotch during the game.
Yeah, the guy took a cheap shot and hit him in the and I was real proud of Juwan for not losing his mind out there and getting him to the sideline.
Ibacha, what was the bleep? What did he say?
It was already in our system, but I'm assuming it was a private parts area mentioned.
That's how long that bleep was? Private parts area?
No, but okay. Yeah, I don't want to hit the dump button, just in case.
The dump button in case? Brock Purdy was just talking about leaving the balls too high in the air. That's what he just said.
Yeah, now, yeah.
That's what Brock Purdy said. Kyle Shanahan, that's what he said, right?
I hope so.
Oh, okay. You hope.
Hey.
What?
Whoever edited it in the system, I trust them.
Oh, my God. Basha, who was in the, you have no idea. You wouldn't know. Who the heck was in the studio before? Why they got a fruit fly in here, man. What are we doing?
I would say it's that time of the year, but it's the winter. So I have no idea why there's a fruit
man,
fly.
Man, I'm going to spend the commercial break in here trying to bust. Hold on a sec. Basha, pick that. There's a guy who's trying to call us. Man, by the time this stupid thing moves in front of my face, he's over here crawling on the console. By the time I get ready to bust his ass, he's going to move away. I know how it goes. These stupid animals. And people, why is there food in the studio anyway? Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, I mean, it's not even Thanksgiving and people are already leaving a mess. It's ridiculous out here, okay? Here's a phone number if you want to call. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Yeah, I hope all the football we get on Thanksgiving. I mean, at least we got three games. It got to be better than that crap we got last night where everybody is just throwing the damn ball to the wrong team, okay? And thank you to the 49ers. Y'all look good, but y'all ain't good enough. We got a lot to get into. We got Lindsey Rhodes joining us from Sumer Sports. We got Ted Wynn joining us from The Athletic. They're both going to come on at different points to talk about the NFL. Hey, we're going to find out, speaking of Thanksgiving, is Joe Burrow going to play? Looks like it. Aaron Rodgers got to wait a little while longer, but is he going to play? Coming off of that broken wrist? What are the college football playoff rankings? What are they going to look like? We know the Pro Football Hall of Fame semifinalists. I'm going to drop some names later on in the show. We'll talk about some of the MLB trades that have taken place. There's a lot to get into. 888-710-4IS, and I got to try to kill this net. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh. Bacha, I killed it.
Like fully, like, clean?
It's dead.
Oh.
Why are you saying, it's a
next thing you know, what? PETA's on your bad side.
Oh, crap. Oh, boy, here we go. Because I killed a fruit fly?
Yeah, it's an animal.
Oh, boy, here we go. Thanks for the, why didn't you tell me that when I threatened to do that in the last break?
I don't know, because I don't think there's going to be a complaint, but I don't know.
Listen. I've heard from the PETA. The PETA folks have been positive. Nah, you know what? That's not true. Well, it's a combination. I got an email from the people at PETA. Like the next morning, I was talking about it. And we're going to get into the LSU Tigers because I think they're being petty right now with everything they got going on with Brian Kelly. And yeah, sure, you don't got to like the guy. And yeah, you might have been out there faking a funk, trying to coach that team. But they just giving him a rough time. We'll get to that at the top of the hour. But yeah, Bacha, I mean, a couple of years ago, I was, I like animals. I mean, I'm not going to kill a tiger. The tiger will kill me. A fruit fly, yeah, I will kill a fruit fly. I don't care what PETA says. But I was talking about Mike the Tiger. Have you been down to Baton Rouge?
Not at all. But isn't there like a pet tiger on campus?
No, don't say that. Don't call him a pet tiger. He is not a pet tiger. There is a tiger. His tiger's name is Mike. Don't ask me what number or iteration of Mike this is, but yes, there is a tiger out there. His name is Mike. Okay? And he's not a pet. He is there for, preservation purposes. Okay? As far as I know, that's what LSU says, I think. And so he sits outside the stadium. He has his own enclosure, and it's a nice size, I guess. And I just, every time I've gone by there, I just go by it. I look at the tiger, and I've never been on game day. I don't want to be out. It's too many people for me. Well, you know, I've been out there game day, but never at the stadium. I go by in the middle of the week. I go by the School of Journalism. Shout out to the wonderful people at LSU. And I walk by the Tiger's cage and I just shake my head. And I say to myself, we got a tiger by his damn self in the middle of Louisiana. Man, I'm out here scorching, burning up, 100% humidity, 90 degrees. I'm like, okay, it's a tiger. Sure, fine, whatever. I guess he's hot wherever he's used to coming from, maybe, probably. And I'm just like, why they got this one solitary tiger? There's no place better. I get it. If you're fixing the tiger up and you're making him feel better and he's good and you're sending him back somewhere, then terrific. But there's no place better. Couldn't imagine being the only human on Earth or away from your people and they just stick you in the middle of nowhere in a cage. I'm like, damn. And so, Botcher, I said that on the air. And the wonderful people at PETA, they sent me a note and they thanked me for, you know, standing up for Mike the Tiger. They thanked me.
Because technically speaking, it's true. Most of the time, like, zoos have multiple tigers because they need to, like, get rid of the endangered label. And
they want them to go out there and procreate, right, I guess?
Yeah, that's the premise of keeping them safe, one, and then procreation.
Yeah.
So just one tiger by itself, it's kind of like every other score. It's like the buffalo at Colorado, the bulldog at Georgia. But, like, I don't know what they do.
The dog goes home to live in a house. The dog has air conditioning. Like, that dog gets treated nice. This tiger stays in this enclosure. He don't go nowhere. He's just there. He don't go back to, you know, I don't know, a buffalo. You send him back to the ranch and he eats and he hangs out with his buffalo friends. It's not like they import other tigers in for him to hang out. He's just out there by himself.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
In Louisiana, I don't know. Let me take a cow and just cows are everywhere. A bad example. Let's see. Let me take a rhinoceros, okay? And let me just put him up in Boston outside of a Gillette Stadium by himself, and just leave him there. Like, I don't know. And so the people at PETA wrote me a nice note because I was here for advocating on behalf of Mike the Tiger. But now you're telling me the people at PETA are going to come after me because I killed a fruit fly in a break.
Maybe. It might be an option because aren't they? They're against all animal violence, right?
No, does anybody care about a fruit fly?
Biologists maybe because they somehow in their fly ways, they keep the ecosystem running.
Oh,
it's kind of like mosquitoes. It's like, why? What's their purpose?
Oh, suck blood, right? And be a pain in the ass and spread disease. There's nothing fun about that.
Yeah, like their only purpose is to be killers. So yeah,
there's malaria, all them things. Listen, there's certain things on Earth that we do not need. Mosquitoes are one of them, and so are fruit flies. Don't fruit flies grow out of rotten stuff and maggots and things? Is that what they do?
Yeah, they grow out of dead things. But in the same way, they also, I don't want to say pollinate, they might spread something.
Fruit fly never done nobody good. How big you think his brain is? Does he have one? Does he care? Does he just exist?
Just exist, probably.
He got killed and didn't even know what happened. He didn't know if he was alive. Who cares? Screw him. And shout outs to all the wonderful listeners in Louisiana. Shout outs to everybody tuned in on WWL. Everybody running on 10 in between Baton Rouge and Louisiana. And speaking of Louisiana, we told you yesterday about the New Orleans Saints. They tried out Justin Tucker at kicker. Well, they said, no, thank you. They said, we don't want this guy here. Cade York is going to get the job now. They said, we are going to take Cade York over Justin Tucker. Justin Tucker, you might recall, suspended 10 games by the NFL for sexually inappropriate behavior. These allegations come down from about 16 massage therapists in the Baltimore area. And so the Saints, they said this was a good idea to give him a kick and give him a try. And ultimately they said, no thanks. It was just yesterday that Kellen Moore, the head coach of this pathetic team, he talked about what the upside of having this guy in would be.
Yeah, he's been a really good kicker in this league for a really long time, and he's had a ton of success, and he's been a leader for Baltimore for a long time as their team. He's been, you know, one of their leaders for an extended period of time with a very successful team. And so, you know, obviously, there's been some stuff that's been unfortunate. He's gone through an experience, and I think it's about collecting, you know, what that experience was, and we'll evaluate the football aspect of it, and we'll evaluate everything else as well.
Oh, well, they evaluated everything and said, nah, we ain't bringing him in. They got Cade York out here kicking. The guy hasn't kicked a football this season. Okay, this man last kicked for the Bengals last year. The year before that, he wasn't even in the NFL. But I guess if there is a benefit, he went to LSU. And so maybe being a few miles away from Baton Rouge will help him out with the Saints. Probably not, but it's a better story than bringing Justin Tucker into the locker room. Cameras are going to be in this guy's face. Is that the distraction that you need? And nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. He's a kicker. Talk to the kicker if he loses the game or if he goes out there and he, you know, has a good one. The Saints' next game is going to be against Miami. And so Cade York will be able to go down to Florida and then complain about the humidity on the football as he, I don't know, goes wide left or right. Quite a few times throughout the course of the game. It just never made sense to bring Justin Tucker in because you bring him in the locker room and they're no longer talking about playing against Miami. They ain't talking about any of the games against Tampa Bay or the Falcons. That's done. They want to talk about him. Hey, man, how you feeling? You didn't get sued. You feeling okay? Allegations done? You know, nobody wants to deal with that. NFL teams are all hypocrites. But the fact remains that, for the most part, they want to avoid distractions unless they're stupid enough to create them themselves. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Trey is calling up from Alabama. Yeah, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Trey?
Hey, what's up, JR? Hey, I just wanted to touch on your first time calling, by the way. I'm from Birmingham, and I just wanted to say I hope the Venn diagram of Peter listeners and sports and JR Sports fans are in the same kind of wavelength, because you kind of, I think you might have disrespected the fruit fly just a little bit.
Oh, boy.
But I know. I mean, I should have gone.
You think a fruit fly, does he got an aim in life? Does he know what's going on? Is he aware? Is he conscious?
I mean, I don't know, to get you getting existential with it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But I just want to say
big,
that I'm pretty sure that
he's the size of a clothespin for your clothes when you're sewing.
Yeah,
just his head is about the size of a pin. Like, how big can his brain be?
I mean, but you stepped out, to quote Robert De Niro, you stepped out of line a little bit. You said they didn't have a brain. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure that everything, you know.
You think a jellyfish does not have a brain?
Well, see, you know more than I do. You're a wise man to me. Anyway, I just wanted to call in and say what's up. I think you and Bosh have a great back and forth, and I appreciate your show, man.
Well, thank you so much, Trey, for calling from Alabama. Thank you so much. Yeah, see, jellyfish, they are living things. Now I'm going to have all the animal people calling me out. Look, jellyfish do not have brains. As far as I understand, they have nerve endings and electrical stuff in their body that helps them function and move. But they just out here, they ain't got no brains. And so, yeah, sure, a fruit fly can have a brain. But that don't mean he's worth it. Here we go. Google, help me out here. You ready for this, Botcher? I know you probably looked it up yourself, huh?
Well, which part? Because I saw the jellyfish.
No, fruit. You didn't believe me that a jellyfish don't got a brain? You knew that.
I wasn't well-versed in the aquatic.
You didn't know a jellyfish does not have a brain?
I knew they had nerves.
Yes,
I knew they reacted.
They don't have brains. Now, a squid, on the other hand, squid and octopus, those are some of the smartest things on Earth. They will open up a doorknob and they're smart. But anyway, I screwed myself here. The fruit fly brain is a complex, a small organ containing a bunch of neurons and a bunch of connections, okay? Due to its structural similarities to mammalian brains, that's your brain, Botcher, and the ability to perform complex behaviors, it is a valuable model for studying neurological functions and diseases. Great. Okay. All right. I called the fruit flies stupid, and they have complex brains like mammals. I doubt it. Okay, they're widely used in research. They share about 60% of their DNA with humans. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Peter's going to message me. Despite their small size, they exhibit complex behaviors such as navigation. Who cares? Oh, here we go. Botch, I'm done. I'm done. Navigation, learning, memory, and even courtship rituals. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yep. The fruit fly brain uses many of the same neurotransmitters as humans, such as dopamine, which is involved in arousal, sleep, and memory. Okay.
I have never seen a fly sleep. Just a heads up.
Where they sleep?
I'm just being honest. But
their brain's obviously complex, and I'm maybe the people on PETA are on vacation for the holiday already. Okay,
hopefully
they're not sitting in the car listening. So anyway, I still don't give a damn about the fruit flies. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of Thanksgiving, I'm going to tell you about a quarterback. He will be back for Thanksgiving, and he's not afraid to play. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side of the break, but right now it is time for a newsflash. Sure he is. He ain't afraid of nothing. It's Rich Ackerman.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And we talked about some players that are sticking around in their current jobs. You know, Brock Purdy ain't going anywhere. Stop asking Kyle Shanahan about Mac Jones. Justin Tucker doesn't look like he's going to get another shot to kick in the NFL so far this season. He's certainly running out of time now that his 10-game suspension is done. New Orleans Saints said, let's bring him in for a tryout. And then they said, no, thank you. And so I don't know when we'll see Justin Tucker back, if at ever. But there's one guy who's going to be coming back. And if you're a fan of the Cincinnati Bengals, I guess you should be happy about this. Joe Burrow is back. Yeah, the Cincinnati Bengals. Why is he coming back? The Bengals are 3-8. They just lost 26-20 to the New England Patriots. Joe Burrow had to deal with a turf toe, his damn self. And, I mean, he's been playing behind a crap offensive line for years here. And so the Bengals are out of it. You got Ja'Marr Chase, who didn't play in that game against the Patriots, by the way, because remember, he spat on Jalen Ramsey the week prior against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Don't spit on people. That's a bad idea. But in the next game, which is going to be Thursday against the Ravens, Joe Burrow's going to be out there. And for what? Right? The Bengals aren't going anywhere. And Joe Burrow, unfortunately, due to that crap offensive line, he has a history of injuries. And so is it not dangerous to throw him to the wolves? I'm going to enjoy it because why not? We get Ja'Marr Chase, who spat on a guy, and then we get Joe Burrow back, who's one of the best quarterbacks in the game. These are two of the top talents in the game. I want to see the best out there. I want to see Joe Burrow. I want to see Lamar Jackson. And so, you know, Joe Burrow was asked today, speaking to the media, about just going out there and playing. And he made it very clear. He says, I'm not afraid of nothing. I'm a football player. If I'm healthy, I'm going to go play. I ain't no punk.
I think just like a lot of kids, you grow up going through Thanksgiving. You have your meals with your family, and then you go and sit on the couch, and typically there's not a lot on except football. Back in the day, it was Lions and somebody. You go watch Matthew Stafford throw for 300, 400 some yards with Calvin Johnson and probably lose the game, but it was fun to watch. You know, those are memories that you have, and so I kind of always wanted to be the person out there.
Oh, screw that. I mean, he's talking about Matthew Stafford. Come on. That's how far. Well, I guess he's younger than me. Forget that. What about his foot? Is he afraid?
We'll see. I think I'm feeling good enough to go out there and move and extend, obviously pick my spots, when to do that and when not to. But I feel confident that in certain moments I'll be able to do that.
Oh, wow. Okay. Certain moments he'll be able to go out there and move around. Okay. All right, good on Joe Burrow. We'll see him out there. He says, I am a football player. He's like, if I'm healthy, I'm going to go out there and get the job done. Speaking of healthy, and we get that game on Thursday. So we get to see Joe Burrow on Thanksgiving. Good for him. Aaron Rodgers. Looks like he's going to be back against the Buffalo Bills. We just saw the Bears beat the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers has made a career out of going out there and beating them up. But he didn't get a chance to play. He tried to play, but with that broken left wrist, they ultimately sat him out. Mike Tomlin spoke to the media today, and he said that Aaron Rodgers, yeah, I feel good that he's going to go against the Bills.
Aaron obviously, man, worked his tail off to get to us last week. But as I mentioned, over the course of the weekend, it was a prudent and appropriate decision. We'll start this week with great optimism, although we certainly will limit him at the early portions of the week, provide opportunities for the other quarterbacks while preserving him. But again, we're comfortable with the general trajectory, but I'll keep you updated and his level of participation and the quality of his participation over the course of the week will be the greatest indicator.
What? That's a lot of stuff he just said. He's just saying stuff. Mike Tomlin, he's old. He's about to be, what, 42 years old in a week or so? You ain't worried about this old man busting up his wrist again?
I think time will tell. There were so many unknowns last week because it just is lack of work during the course of the week. I think that there'll be less unknowns regarding that topic. And that's what makes this week an encouraging one, and that's why we're hopeful.
All right, they're hopeful. Good for them. We can all be hopeful. We all got to be hopeful about something. As you get around your family, and or maybe not, maybe they get on your nerves. Either way, when we pull up on Thursday and start week 13 of the NFL season, we got Green Bay at Detroit. We got Kansas City at Dallas. And then in the night game, we got Cincinnati at Baltimore. So we'll have an opportunity to see Joe Burrow play on Thursday, a Thanksgiving night. By then, maybe you'll want to kick people out your house. Maybe a few people will be intoxicated or inebriated. Hopefully not. Hopefully they're doing it safely. And then also, we got a Black Friday game. We get the Chicago Bears taking on the Philadelphia Eagles, trying to bounce back after that loss, that choke job against the Dallas Cowboys. So we got a lot of football here to start the week off. I guess week 13. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We got Jim from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jim?
Hey, JR. How are you?
I'm feeling good. What's on your mind?
All right. Good. Hey, you just were talking about the games, just Thanksgiving and Black Friday. I'm thinking Detroit over Green Bay, Chiefs over Cowboys, Ravens over Cincy, and Philly over the Bears on that game Friday. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll take Detroit. I'll take Kansas City. I'll take Baltimore and Philly.
Uh-huh. You're right. Yeah, it's kind of funny because now the last two, 3 years, they've been doing that on the Black Friday. They're like when they're busting in on the NBA and Christmas. Now they're doing it to college games on Black Friday, the NFL. They just keep on moving forward.
Yeah, well, Amazon is paying them a lot of money to broadcast the game, so why not, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's true. And then with Thanksgiving coming up, I got a Jive Turkey for you here, Turkey Award. That guy last night kicking that guy in the giblets on the 49ers. What the punching him. What the hell was that all about?
I mean, every now and then, that's the one that we saw on camera. They be punching each other in the giblets, in them piles, right?
That's something else. Yeah, that definitely merits a Jive Turkey Award in my estimation.
I mean, every week we got something different, okay? I mean, Jamar Chase spat on a guy last week. Now we got another dude punching a guy in the crotch. And I don't know. Maybe next week somebody will bring back the Ndamukong Suh stomp. It's possible.
Yeah, who knows? It's always something. Yeah. There was a guy way back in the day. I don't know if you remember him or not. They used to call him his name was Conrad Dober. They used to call him Dirty Dober because he was always doing something stupid in those pileups. He was an offensive lineman with the old St. Louis Cardinals, and he was known for that, just that kind of stuff.
Yeah, listen, nobody wants to be prone laying on the ground, and next thing you know, you got body parts getting twisted around. That's not what you sign up for when you play football, but I guess you do.
That's all. Yeah, that's something. All right. Well, hey, have a happy Thanksgiving. I know you said this is your last night for the week, and you and Ryan Boucher and all you guys have a great holiday.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you, Jim. You too. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. No doubt about it. Nobody wants to get punched in the giblets. I didn't think I'd be saying giblets on the radio. I didn't think I'd hear it. But Juwan Jennings, he spoke after the game. He's the one who got punched in the giblets. He says Shanahan was happy that he didn't punch him back in the giblets.
We talk about all the time how small this window is for us. And so, you know, being seven rounder, cut, come off, I don't want to make any mistakes. You know, I'm trying to go out there and play the hardest I can. And, you know, I like the refs to help me out when they can.
Yeah, you know, don't retaliate. Don't punch another man in the giblets. Bad idea. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, Coach. Coach? Yeah, Coach says don't punch him in the giblets. Coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about an individual. He must feel right now that he is getting punched in the giblets. Brian Kelly is mad at LSU. LSU is mad at him. And they're just being petty. Why people got to be petty? I'm going to explain on the other side of the break. And the college football playoff rankings are coming up too. We'll talk about it here on the Infinity Sports Network, the JR Sport Brief Show.